I have no desire to improve my chances of a prolonged holiday in Diego Garcia, my source told me during our final meeting, his eyes darting about nervously. His fingers, slick with the nervous dew, trembled as they pressed the encrypted drive into my palm. A tremor ran through him, close to panic. "The world deserves to know," he rasped, his voice a frayed whisper. "Please, tell the story. It's too dangerous for me. I've already said too much. I must go." And then he vanished, swallowed whole by the dimly lit maw of a back street somewhere in London.